Welcome to Short Take. Before becoming a filmmaker, Tim Kuhn studied history of Latin America in Germany, Spain, and Ecuador. Alongside his studies, however, he began working as a cinematographer for various documentaries around the world. This led him to study cinematography at the HFF Munich. Initially, Tim shot many award-winning documentaries, but he soon switched to fictional storytelling. In 2021 and 2023, respectively, Tim received the German Camera Award for his work on the series Breaking Even and Luden. For the latter, he also received the German Television Award in the Best Cinematography Fiction category for his visual design. Tim is responsible for the visual design of the upcoming Apple TV Plus series Krank Berlin, premiering in 2025, and he also worked as a DOP on the film adaptation of the best-selling novel 22 Bahnen, which will be released in cinemas in 2025. This year, Tim has been selected as one of German film's face-to-face ambassadors. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Tim.
Okay, Tina.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
I hope we will.
We definitely will. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Calm, curious, and happy.
Mm-hmm.
I love the mornings.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
Spending time for me is mostly, sounds a little weird, I think, but it's exploring.
Mm-hmm.
I constantly dream of unknown places, being psychologically or geographically,
mm-hmm.
and to try something new every day. Yes. Yeah, that's what my favorite way of spending time.
Okay. Do you have a secret obsession that you're willing to share?
Yeah, I thought a lot what an obsession would be. I'm kind of obsessed with my plant, my but the thing is, I'm super bad. So they constantly, and maintaining them, there's constantly, they're actually just sad, they're dying.
Yeah.
But I won't surrender to this fact.
So okay.
I'm still trying to maintain, I don't know, a plant life in my flat. But so that's my obsession.
Okay. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's, I mean, it is very interesting because I'm the same. I don't have like a green thumb. I have the opposite. I even managed to kill orchids, which I think is a very hard thing to do.
It happened the same to me. It was like a present was given to me, an orchid, and was like, oh no. And I was trying to take care of it, but it died.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad because I love plants. It's really, it's so beautiful.
Same here. I mean, the one thing I manage is like during summer, I can sort of keep lavender and a couple of herbs rosemary. Those usually make it through the year, but then, yeah.
I'm very happy for you. Really, it's like, I would really love to be there with plants. But yeah, but it's an obsession.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it can be obviously film related, but it can be something else entirely.
The job I love the most, or I remember the most vivid or intensely, is I worked in as a guide in a penguin colony in Chile.
Wow.
But it was kind of just 4 to 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a beautiful experience being in nature and, also like counting penguins and taking care of the colony, whatever,
mm-hmm.
but also like showing people around. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I think it's honesty,
mm-hmm.
and forgiveness.
A little bit of a pivot, but what is your favorite food? And it can be a dish or it can be a cuisine.
Actually, I want to name two because mm-hmm. I cannot decide. One is Som Tam Thai, is like a papaya salad,
and
the Thai version. And I don't know, but this is what really my childhood like food is eggs and mustard sauce with potatoes. It's beautiful. It's still like, oh, if I think of it, all my memories come up. It's like my soul food. Yeah.
If you weren't a director of photography, what would you be?
I guess a historian.
Mm-hmm.
I have a master's degree in history of Latin America, but I think I would be a very bad historian because I wouldn't go with a lot of energy.
Okay. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to foresee the future, but just 1 hour, not more.
Ah.
Just to see the, like what is happening in the next 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is very psychological.
And it's very specific.
No, but I don't know. I don't want to see the end of
it. Yeah, true. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member, something that you saw that inspired you or that moved you?
You know, it's like I have a very vivid memory of The Passion of Christ. It's kind of an oldish movie, but you know why? Because I was in a like long distance bus ride in Bolivia, and they always put like movies, and this bus driver, he put this movie, and this, I mean, it's just such a violent and very physically extreme movie, and we were surrounded, there were kids, families, and this guy was putting it on full volume. We all had to suffer through the whole travel. We were shouting, like trying to make it stop, but he made us suffer for 2 hours. It's not that I like this movie, but I it's such a vivid memory because the audience and I, we were really, really suffering. And but it was this is very a vivid, very vivid moment.
Mm-hmm. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I most recently reread Days Without End of Sebastian Barry. It's more like a frontier novel. It's a Western.
Yeah.
But a very interesting one because it's about the love between two soldiers. And they will like, they're like entering this, this westward movement of the USA. And they are going through so much cruelty. Like slaughtering the First Nations. It's really getting under your skin how the way you described it. And at the same time, having to hide their feelings in this very archaic society of soldiers. And at the same time, it's this, the descriptions of the Western USA is so beautiful. It's really like a very touching and very cruel novel. Sorry, it sounds like I'm into very suffering and such, but no.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
It depends what you define as literature. I would say I love, I like my childhood heroes, Donald Duck and also Captain Haddock.
Okay.
I don't have like a literature, like I couldn't say like...
No, that's fine. Well, we'll take that. Those are great. And now we're getting to the recommendation section, I would say.
Okay. Let's recommend.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can mention your own work.
You know, I would mention, I heard like some weeks ago that they will do a movie of the book Herkunft by Sascha Stanisic. And I think it's directed by Yasulin Youssef. And I really love and admire this book. And I also love her work, so I want to watch this movie now, but it will take time.
Yes, so we'll keep our eyes open for that. And also, because, you know, you've worked a lot in the past few years, do you have any upcoming or already established talent that you would recommend our listeners to watch out for?
I would go with Benjamin Pohl. He's the director of a recent movie, Jupiter, that we worked together. And he's really not only a talented director, but also in what is very important to me is he's a filmmaker, a true filmmaker. So he believes in the process and also in the team spirits of shooting a movie. So, yeah, I think people should watch out for his work. I admire the work of Lena Wolf. She's production designer, and I think one of the most talented that I ever had the pleasure to work with. And it's all mentioning these people. It's what they bring to movies.
Yeah.
I think they are filmmakers, and we are so often just divided by our like professions. But I think we should all think of more like doing it as a collective.
Now we're pivoting a little bit. What do you like most about yourself?
What I like about me, I'm very enthusiastic. Setting me on fire is very easy. Being in a project or like little things too. If someone approaches me, let's go for a hike, I'm like, okay, let's go. I'm all in.
And what do you dislike about yourself?
Doubting too much, yeah.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Oh, I regret that I haven't done my taxes yet, because they're still in my
Don't talk about that.
And it's so stupid, because I'm regretting it every day. And if I would have done it, it would be gone.
Yeah. Which random thing makes you happy?
I think it's more the little things that happen to you. It one day can be a coffee, the next day maybe the plant growing at finally. or it's a book. It's more like little things that make me happy. Yeah.
Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
I would say there are kind of two. It's not like that I have a life motto. It's like in one of my recent projects, I learned the production had this phrase. It was kind of guerrilla shooting. And they always said, like, we cross the bridge when we come to it. Don't plan too much and don't fear it. We will make it. And it's, in a way, very beautiful. The other one is kind of super philosophical, because I'm a huge Frank Herbert and Dune fan.
Okay.
There's this, I mean, this is super famous sentence, but it gives me, I don't know, it gives me something. I have to read it, sorry. The mystery of life isn't a problem to solve, but a reality to experience. A process cannot be understood by stopping it. Understanding must move with the flow of the process, must join it and flow with it. And I don't know. It's very kind of romantic, but I can relate to it in a way.
And we're at the last question. So that's going to be very interesting what your answer is. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I hope it could be Olivia Colman. I admire her.
Very nice. Very nice. For a moment, I thought you were going to say, well, it depends if it's a documentary or if it's a fiction.
No, but I think she's such a great actress. And I don't know. I feel she could do it.
Yeah, I think you're right, because it's more about the, you know, embodiment of the spirit of the person. It's not about the looks or all any of that, I think.
You're right. You're totally right.
Very good choice. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tim. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you, Lucina. It was really beautiful talking to you. Thank you.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.